This is Franz with the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. This week I had planned on conducting an interview with Tanya Abey, a woman who at the age of 18 sailed around the world. And this is in 1985, and it took her 2.5 years. But our schedules did not coincide, so I'm going to hopefully get that interview done and onto the website next week. Today I'm going to talk about some of my travels, again in Turkey. As you know, that seems to be the country I talk about the most. But before we get to that, let me encourage you, the listener, to submit your audio stories of your travels and experiences. Go onto our website at www.traveltradeexchange.com, sign up, and just click on Submit a Story. It's over on the right-hand side. And upload your MP3 file. It allows you to share those stories with your friends if they want to download them from iTunes and into their iPod or iPhone. And it allows you to chronicle your stories. You can also submit written stories, but I didn't design this website to be for written stories. I designed it primarily for audio stories of travel. So with that out of the way, let me get on to the subject that I wanted to talk about today. At the end of the summer, when I'm done sailing, I'll usually take a week or two off. And one of the places I've gone back to over and over and over again is a town called Gurame. And Gurame is in the heart of the Cappadocia region of Turkey. When you hear about Turkey, you will often hear about Cappadocia. Cappadocia is not a city, it's a region. And the region is really surrounded by several key cities. If you're going to fly to Cappadocia from Istanbul, you would fly into the town of Kayseri. This is in central Antalya, and it's primarily an agricultural region. And Kayseri would be where you'd fly into. The areas you're going to stay at are going to be Urgip, U-R-G-U-P, or Gurame, which is where I like to stay, or Avanos, possibly Nevşehir, and possibly Aksaray. Those would be the primary cities that make up the Cappadocia region. In the Cappadocia region, you also have some other smaller cities which are famous for their underground cities, and the most popular one is a town by the name of Derinkuyu, and it's spelled D-E-R-I-N-K-U-Y-U. So that is the region, and it's a very fascinating area to go to. I like to go there because when I'm on the coast, it's hot and humid, and I'm used to more of a dry climate. I live in Utah, and we have a fairly dry climate here. So when I get off the boat and I want to go somewhere, I will often go to Gurame and spend a week there. And I've done that several times. I've been back to the same bed and breakfast many times, and I'm not going to divulge the name of that bed and breakfast because it's already becoming difficult to get a room when I want to. It's becoming way too popular. But I will say what I like about it is the community atmosphere. It's like traveling back possibly into the 1970s, because you have an honor society at this place. If you want a beer, you take a beer out and put your room number on a piece of paper, and they'll bill you at the end of the trip. Nobody's watching over you, and it seems to work out pretty well. They also have a community dinner every evening, which is not very expensive. At these dinners, you meet other travelers, and other travelers have their stories to tell, so you can pick their brains and learn from them. So I enjoy that a lot. I've been back to Gurame with my family and by myself many times. There's an area in Gurame called the Open Air Museum. It's very famous. It's on the World Heritage Sites. It's one of the World Heritage Sites. And it's an area where they've built a lot of ancient Christian churches into the walls. These are cliffs that they or sandstone walls that they built these churches into. Maybe not sandstone. It's a type of mineral where they could work it. They built these caves. They built these churches inside these walls. And it's been very well preserved. And over the years, I've been back there several times. There's probably I don't know, maybe 50, 60 of these churches in this valley. And as you're going up to this valley, if you're walking from Gourmet up this path to get up to the Open Air Museum, you will see another valley off to the left. And that's what I want to talk about. The Open Air Museum you need to visit, but if you want to just go wander, this area is called the Pigeon Valley. And it's just a canyon. And over in this canyon, you will find almost as many churches as you will find in the Open Air Museum. It's just never been incorporated into the Open Air Museum. And as you walk through this place, you're probably going to be alone. But there's lots of trails that wander around through there. You may wander through a farmer's garden. So please be careful that you do not do any damage to his garden. They don't seem to mind you walking through, but don't do any damage. Be careful where you walk. And so spend some time doing that. If you visit Cappadocia, I would highly recommend you take the tour. I'm not a tour person typically, but this one was well worth the money. It starts at 8:30 in the morning, and you really don't get back until about 6 in the evening. So it's a long day of traveling. They load you into a van with not too many people. You do a little walk down the Ilhara Valley, which has some more of these churches, and they take you to the underground cities, which are well worth your trip. These underground cities are very ancient, and it's a very effective, it was a very effective defense mechanism. Because this was a wealthy agricultural region, periodically from time to time, invaders, looters, armies would come through and try to take what these people had earned and built. And so instead of wasting huge portions of their gross domestic product on building a standing army, they devised a strategy to disarm their opponents simply by building these underground cities, which could house their livestock. They had grain supplies down there. They had churches down there. They had rooms down there. And they had their own water supply and their own air supply. So when invaders would enter the valley, the people would simply retreat underground and wait for the invaders to give up and go away. These underground cities are huge. They go on for miles and miles and miles, and they're discovering that there were several underground cities, and they were connected through essentially paths underground from city to city. So it's very worthwhile to visit these underground cities. So that's probably one of the highlights of this day tour, but not the only highlight. There's many other things that are worth doing. They feed you well. You have a great time. At the end of the trip, you'll stop by a pottery manufacturing facility, and you can either choose to go to that or not go to that. It's interesting, but it is an opportunity to sell you something. Other than that, I would say go to Gourmet, go to Cappadocia, wander around, just get out in the countryside, and there's plenty of places to go that can provide you great experiences. One day I was walking up this valley, and I was following a stream that went down through the city of Gourmet. So I just followed this stream upstream. And as I followed it upstream, eventually I ran out of road, and eventually it turned into a trail, and I'm walking up, and I continue to walk up. I go by this gentleman's garden, and there's two older gentlemen working on a bicycle there, and they yell out merhaba, which is a greeting. How are you doing? So I yell back merhaba and continue walking up, and pretty soon I'm at a box canyon. I can't really go any further. So I wander on back, and I see they're still working on this bicycle coat, so I go over to see if I can help them. And they were working on some brakes, so I helped them fix the brakes. I've worked on plenty of bikes in the past, and it was pretty simple. So I helped them fix the brakes, and then they invited me for tea. And one of the gentlemen, his home was in one of these cave dwellings, and it was right by where the bicycle was and right by his little garden. So we went up into his cave dwelling. These are man-made cave dwellings. They've hollowed out the sides of these cliffs and put rooms in there. And we go inside, and it's very cool and comfortable. It was a very hot day outside. They gave me tea, and we spent 2 or 3 hours just talking, very difficult talking, because they spoke very little English and I spoke very little Turkish. But it was a pleasant afternoon. If you're in Antalya, you can take a bus to Nevşehir and possibly to Gürme, but most of the buses will go to Nevşehir, and you might have to catch a taxi to get down to Gürme. And that'll take you pretty much the full day. I've done it in the past, and I've arrived late at night, so that's another possibility of getting there. When people ask me where I recommend they go in Turkey, Cappadocia is always my first spot I tell them to go. A lot of people want to go to Ephesus, and I've been to Ephesus as well, but I really enjoy Cappadocia. That's probably my number one spot that I recommend people visit. And I encourage you to submit your stories to www.traveltradeexchange.com. And remember, you will be remembered by the stories you tell, so make sure you tell some good ones. Thank you.